Oh, hey everyone. Beep beep. Just go already.
This is Foley work. Wait, what was that last one? You just did like a little slurp.
I was slurping coffee.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because we're in the car.
Oh, okay. This is road trip energy?
It's traffic energy.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
That was it.
And.
Getting stuck in traffic.
Listen, okay, so I understand. Let's talk a little bit about these intros, right? So the first...
No, I wasn't done yet.
When they're holiday...
I couldn't find it on my scribbled sheet.
When they're holiday, you couldn't find...
Oh, yeah, you don't. Hold on.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right, please continue the traffic bit.
Okay, the end of it was, getting stuck in traffic really sucks. But lucky for you, you have unloaded questions to listen to and lighten your road rage.
Okay.
That was the second part.
That was the stinger?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It brings it into Welcome to Unloaded Questions. I didn't need you to really participate with this one.
Okay, okay. So when you're writing these down, when you're writing out the intro, what do you think...
What do I think?
What's the goal?
Not much.
Is the goal for it to be a funny interlude?
It's just something. Really, it's just something.
It's just something. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't need to be a lot.
All right, we might go back and workshop what intros are and why we need a theme to start and why they need to be different for some reason. Because I think you can just maybe start with a question.
No.
I don't. If we're going to go theme traffic, I think maybe we can retool the format. We took a week off, so maybe this is a good opportunity to refuel.
You want to just start with a question?
Maybe just start hard.
I like to roll into it. Let the listeners just like ease into it.
That's true.
We don't want to start off all business.
I guess you're right. Our podcast is so businesslike and so efficient once it gets rolling.
Yeah.
You don't want to hit them
with the hard stuff right up front.
Okay.
We want to do a little.
That's cursed. That's bad. I don't want us to be in the business of making slurping sounds.
It's my car coffee.
Okay. We were stuck in traffic the other day, early, driving back from a wedding, and Tara was so out of it, so tired, that she was just pantomiming the food and coffee that she wished she had for like a good 10 minutes of the road trip.
The lack of coffee, and I was so hungry
that
I thought if I pretended to, it would help.
Did that work?
No.
Okay.
But it did distract me for about 30 seconds.
It distracted me a whole lot, I'll say that.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a traffic-related question?
Oh, yeah. Not traffic-related, but car-related.
Okay.
So you know how they have bumper stickers?
That sounds like the beginning of your like 80s stand-up bit. Like, so you know about these bumper stickers?
So you know how parents have bumper stickers? Like, I have an honor student.
They
or,
do.
You know, my kid goes to Tiger High Elementary School. I don't know why they're
That
be
one feels
high.
Specific.
No, but some of them do. They tell you, like, what elementary school their kids go to. And I feel like that's weird.
Yeah, it's true. You know, people like to advertise details about their lives, like, in a bigger way than I feel like I want to. Like, I don't want, looking at my car, I don't want you to know anything about me.
No, other than the state I live in.
Yeah, and even if I could choose not to have that, I absolutely would.
I would, too.
Yeah, so the idea that I would be putting, like, you know, this is my college. These are the members of my family as depicted in weird little cartoon gifts.
I don't like that. I don't want them to know.
No. I don't want that kind of detail for everyone behind me.
No.
No.
They shouldn't know.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, for the question.
There's somebody in our neighborhood who has a ton of anime bumper stickers. on like a really beat up old VW Beetle. And I
think
and they're very sexual in nature. Like they are very, they are. They're like hot anime girl bit. And I keep, whenever I pass the car when I'm walking Tessie, I think to myself, who is this person? What have they what choices are they making? Why are they deciding, not only do I like this, but I need you, the person behind me in traffic, to know that ahead of you is someone who likes this.
Yeah, my first thought would be like teenager.
Okay.
But then it brings to the question, why? Who let you do this?
Yeah, it's weird to have.
Like if I had a kid living under my roof and they had a car and those were the stickers, be like, maybe not. Maybe don't go to school with all that on your car.
Yeah, I'm not. Bumper sticker is sort of fine. And interest in anime girls is fine. But the confidence to have this interest in anime girls and like really put it on a car, not even on your shirt, but a car that you don't change the car.
And there are multiple stickers, right?
So, yeah, there's like 8 of them.
And that's a lot.
And sometimes this person is driving to weddings and funerals and job interviews.
Because that's the thing. Yeah. When you see the car, it's where is it going?
Yeah.
You're going to see that places you don't want to see.
Yeah. A shirt, you can just put on a different shirt on a different occasion. You don't want...
At least they're not tattoos.
I was about to say, this is very similar to tattoos in some ways. A bumper sticker is not clothes for your car so much as a tattoo for your car.
Nice. I like that.
What was your question about bumper stickers?
So, and they also have like A+ student and whatever, whatever.
Sure.
So, if they were like accomplishment bumper stickers for adults, what would they be for cars? Like... I didn't start drinking till after 2 today.
Oh, well, no, see, you'd have to change that too frequently.
Yeah, and you can swap out the number.
Like this many days without an accident on the car? That's actually kind of funny. I bet there are bumper stickers like that.
Probably. Only order takeout once this week?
That's pretty good. You know how your phone has your exercise like levels over the week?
Oh, yeah.
Like it can track that. If you could have that update on the back of your car to be like, this is how much exercise I got this week. That would be something.
But this isn't a sticker. You mean...
I want an LED
light up.
LED light up
board.
Changes, ideally.
You know, I used to have the idea that you should have an LED light up board. And then if it's like, I'm late to my mother's funeral... You could have that on there and be like, you know, I know that was the problem. I was then like, maybe you can have some sort of this is a thought from maybe
you only get
like
a
middle school
number of them.
Well, no, but that you could, well, this was my idea that you have, a thumbprint activation to it and it pricks you and it can tell if you're lying by your blood.
By your blood. So middle school, you thought that blood, in the instant of a lie.
I thought that we could come up with some sort of technology that could detect lies in blood.
You know, I thought you were going to say like, oh, it checks your pulse while you're inputting the lie.
And no, that would make a little bit more sense.
Still wouldn't work.
No.
But at least is with like other crazy technology that people make up.
Yeah, no, I thought no, thumbprint.
Your actual blood changing is pretty wild. I'm into it.
I know.
It's some crazy stuff, but I appreciate the creativity of it at least.
And then you could be like, oh man, they just cut me off. But all right, well, it's his son's first baseball game. I'm just going to CVS.
Okay. Right. Yeah, for sure. I don't hate that as an idea. I've beaten Dark Souls 1, 3, and Bloodborne. Can I put that on the back of the car?
Yeah, right next to your anime stickers.
No, I don't have any anime stickers. Those are hard games as an accomplishment. Can I put my best time on Fossil Canyon on there?
I don't know what that means.
It's from Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh, sure.
This is a running thread on the podcast that I claim to be really good at Diddy Kong Racing. Yeah.
Yes, that would be lame, but yeah, you could do that. I mean, all of these would be lame.
Of course.
It would be, you wouldn't put, oh, I just got a raise. You would say, I didn't curse when I stubbed my toe.
I was going to say, it would really matter. I don't want this to happen. I'm telling you, I don't want this to happen. But I could imagine people putting their, like, gross annual income just right on the back of their car.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
No, because then people are going to rob you.
Yeah. I have a work acquaintance from a long time ago who is very active on like social media who recently said like, okay, people should be more above board about their income and like be more public about it so that, you know, that employees have better ability to like, you know, share with each other and stuff. And then he put his income and I was like, I mean, easy for you to say, man.
You know yeah. what I mean? Yeah.
You know
when
I mean?
It's a flex, it's
yeah.
like,
it's a flex.
Sure,
yeah, but
okay.
for him, it's a flex. So, I don't know. I also don't believe it, so it just doesn't help.
No. Yeah, I'm going to go with no, let's not do this.
Yeah. I don't know. It's too weird.
It is too weird.
Yeah, don't do that.
There's like no positives.
No, it's good. I actually think that it within your office with your like work peers, it might be worth doing that, but not like on social media.
No, yeah. not with your friends and your cousins and
no,
whatever.
That's too much.
Oh, like Thanksgiving's, you know, dinners are hard enough.
Yeah,
let alone when
you don't need that to be.
You just see the dollar amounts on every top of everyone's heads.
No, you don't need that. You don't need that aspect.
No.
What else can I mean, you could just, oh, cool places you've been. This is kind of like whatever you'd put on your Instagram, really. Like, what do people put on their Instagram? I went to the gym. People put their PR on Instagram all the time. Cool places they've been.
Food.
Yeah, could you just put dope meals that you've had on the back of your car? That's kind of weird.
I mean, that's super weird, but that would be fine.
Yeah.
But they would have to be very specific, not just... Oh, a chicken sandwich would have to be specifically.
Well, now I'm picturing
Chick-fil-A
like,
sandwich or whatever.
When you go to a Chinese restaurant and they have a picture next to the food.
Oh yeah.
You just have pictures of food on the back of your car.
But it wouldn't be like the Chinese restaurants where they look like they haven't been updated since the 60s.
No.
And they're all like hazed over for some reason.
Yeah, well they've got
bad lighting.
The thickest laminate in the world over them.
It's just it's like how?
Like I
how?
Could throw a knife at it and it wouldn't get through the laminate. Yeah. We touched on it a little bit. You don't play video games.
Nope.
I do play video games.
Yep.
If there was a video game for you, like this is the, like there, you're the whole design team, every step is just to get you to play this video game. What's that video game?
Can it just be a book on the screen and then I have to use the controller to turn the page?
Turn the page. I don't think that counts as a video game.
Really?
No.
It's using a controller with a PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Price tag.
No,
don't know.
That doesn't count. I like that your head is immediately, how can I get out of this? But that does not count. Although I did play that Detroit Become Human game, and that was really close to just watching a TV show about robots that occasionally you had to press a button on.
I guess it would be close to that horror game we played.
Oh, yeah.
That you got too scared to play.
Wait, the one I got too scared to play, Layers of Fear?
Yeah.
Where you just walk around like a creepy art museum and get more and more afraid.
Yeah.
And then Tara keeps turning off the lights and trying to spook you, and then you get too scared, and then you play a different game instead.
Yeah, because that wasn't scary, but it was closer to what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also like that game we played where there was like a killer and they're the kids in the woods,
yeah.
And you like follow the story
until dawn. Yeah,
until dawn.
Mm-hmm.
We fell off of it
because mm-hmm.
I think that if it was a better version of that, but I like that because it's almost a movie.
It was really close to being a movie,
which I like because it's like, yeah, it's better than I don't want to do like first person shooter games,
sure.
But if it's like the closest to a movie it could possibly be, and I make decisions,
yeah.
That's the best for me. And horror,
yeah.
Where I can turn off all the lights and pretend I'm in a slasher movie.
Hmm. You know, I think they are trying... Like, so they're coming at this from two angles. Like, Until Dawn is, like, video games trying to be like TV or, like, movies. And then there was that Black Mirror episode. Not Wabba Jack. What was it? Bandersnatch. Which was trying to be kind of like a video game because it was a choose your own adventure thing a Netflix show. So these they're trying to like come together. I think in the next 10 years or so, you will see the like really good version of that.
That would be cool. I would be into that.
Mm-hmm. It's just a question of whether Does Netflix get there first, or does video games get to Netflix? Who's gonna find the right midpoint?
Who would win in a fight?
Video games or Netflix?
Yeah.
Video games. They have all the guys. They got Mario and Batman. They're gonna win.
Netflix also has Batman.
Netflix does maybe not have Batman.
There's no cartoon Batman.
HBO Max has Batman.
Fine.
Because they own DC.
Netflix, fine.
You know, video games have Master Chief. They're never going to touch Master Chief. You don't even know who that is.
I'm just slow blinking.
You don't even know who Master Chief is. Somebody help me. Okay, Tara, do you have a question?
Yeah. If you could be drawn or painted by a famous artist, who would you choose? Or just the style. You can pick the style instead.
Hmm. That's interesting. Do I get to meet the artist?
No.
Okay, so this is in... I get this piece of art.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there... God, I, you know, people have occasionally criticized me on the podcast for being too money-focused. And I get it. Because my thought was, if I pick, like, Da Vinci, can I resell it for a lot of money because I have an original Da Vinci?
No.
No, that's not part of it.
No, this is just to have. Can you could give it to somebody as a gift, but you have it, but
can
no.
it be a statue?
Okay.
Can it be a piece of music?
No.
Oh. I like that idea.
No.
Hush.
Answer the question.
I think if I can get Michelangelo to make a statue of me, that'd be pretty rad.
What would be your position?
I don't know. I think I would just do David, but it's me, and I can put clothes on it.
Like, you would dress it up?
Like, yeah, every day I could put hats and clothes on it.
How big would it be?
Me sized.
Where would we put this?
So I would move it around the house.
It's gonna be light enough that you could move around the house.
It'll be hollow. I'll have him do a hollow one.
A hollow?
I'll have him do a hollow one.
Of you?
Yeah.
Thinking.
Yeah, no, like, no, it'll be the David. So I've got, like, David. I've got, like, the one hand up and I've got the one hand down. It's like I just hit a guy with a sling, I guess. Although the David is huge, so I wouldn't want that.
No, we just want Nick sized.
I want Nick sized.
Oh, boy.
On another me. That's kind of great.
Do we keep it in the house or outside the house?
I'm moving it all over the place. I'm putting it in front of friends' houses.
Oh,
so
no.
Be like, Nick, then it won't be me.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. All right. That's weird.
Oh, that would be the most expensive prank to try to full statue of me that I'm using for a bit. What would you do?
I was thinking like a Renaissance painting where, you know, when they're just laying around.
Oh, sure. Like
the women that are just laying around and they just have like one sheet of clothing or
one breast out.
Yeah, like, they're just like can't be bothered. They just look like, ugh.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
I think that
on a fainting couch. Yeah. Sure.
And there'd be something weird. I'd pick some weird object to also just be in the background because I feel there's always weird stuff around.
Yeah, it is. There'll be like an animal that you... It'd be like a goat, but the longer you look at it, it's like, that's the worst drawn goat I've ever seen.
Yeah, because it's not interacting with any part of the scene. It's just there. Like, yeah. Why was this choice made?
I swear I saw a Renaissance painting where there was a goat, but it didn't have hooves. It had like paws, and it was just like, what? Why did you do that? I'm sure it meant something to the artist.
I'm sure.
To me, it was very strange. I like that idea. I could see you really, you know, really languishing on a fainting couch.
Exactly. And it would be like a lot better to pose for because I just get to lay around and look bored.
Drinking wine from like a bowl. Yeah. All right. I like it.
Ooh, yeah. Tara, I'm going to need your help.
Okay.
It's me, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah. And I gotta tell ya, wrestling hasn't been mainstream in quite a long time.
You're doing a lot with your hands, are you okay?
Oh, if you're the Macho Man, you gotta flex as you talk, otherwise you can't get his cadence. Oh yeah, I'm talking about the cadence, brother.
Okay.
Now, If we want pro wrestling to be mainstream.
Okay, Bill Cosby.
No. Oh, no. I can't turn Bill Cosby. Oh, no. No, no, no. The tower of power, too sweet to be sour. If we want pro wrestling to be mainstream again, brother, what do we gotta do?
What?
If we want pro wrestling to be mainstream, what do we gotta do? Oh, yeah.
Well, I think you gotta take someone who's really famous in movies.
Oh.
But, like, really famous. And make it really cool.
Like the mainstream. Rock.
Nope. Nope. You gotta get... Who's really cool right now? What's a really...
Timothy Chalamet! Oh, yeah, brother. Put Timothy Chalamet in the ring and I'll twist him up like a little pretzel.
Because a lot of the youngins like Mr. Timothy Chalamet and would watch him... wrestle.
Ooh, I've seen that movie Dune, brother, and Timothy Chalamet. Even if you could see into the future, all you're gonna see is me on top of you for the 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I think that he'd be able to bring a younger audience in that doesn't watch wrestling. And that's how you start it.
You know, WWE SmackDown was trying to do this for a while, brother. They would put that guy from the TV show Arrow on.
That's not the level we need.
Not the level that we need, I agree.
It can't be anybody that's just on a CW show.
Cannot remember the name of that actor. Oh, no.
No. You can do a pull-up, but not much else.
I don't know a lot about that show Arrow, but he apparently does a lot of pull-ups on it.
That's what I know about it.
Oh, yeah. Any other ideas?
Give me a sec.
Really? Brought a lot of voice for this one. Oh, yeah. I think there's a good chance that when we listen back to this, I won't be able to understand myself at all. Oh, no.
Probably not, because I can barely understand you.
Oh, no.
And I'm really listening, so. Maybe do something really big around, like, right before Halloween season, so that people will want costumes.
Of pro wrestlers.
Yes, and then that will spark more mainstream, too.
Now, Tara, most pro wrestlers now just kind of wear the tights. Oh, no.
There are so many more that... Don't just do that.
I think you need... Are you suggesting Lucha Libre?
Sure.
That's the most natural Halloween mask.
Well, sure. You don't need a mask, though, but yeah.
You got a lot of guys walking around with no shirts on for Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of little kids with no shirt going trick-or-treating.
No, they have the shirts that you draw on the abs.
Sure.
They have especially if they're bulked out.
Muscle shirts.
Yeah, they've got those.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I think you gotta do that in September so that the stores will be full of the costumes.
That's what I'm saying. It's like right before season.
Mm.
That's because they sell toys, they sell merch.
Mm.
But if you can get the costumes, that's a moneymaker. Everyone loves to dress up. Halloween's right there.
Free advertising, brother.
And, yeah, there you go.
Hmm.
See, did you have an idea,
Macho Man? I think you gotta go the other way with it. I say The Rock should be in the Marvel movies as The Rock.
What's that gonna do?
You build the movie The Rock versus Spider-Man, brother.
But The Rock isn't wrestling anymore.
The Rock will be wrestling in the movie, brother.
That's not going to bring people into wrestling.
It'll bring people into wrestling. Oh, yeah. They'll see The Rock get out there and go, if you smell. And they'll be like, I got to see more of this pro wrestling.
No, people aren't even going to know. Honestly, people that don't know The Rock, that are going to see The Rock in Marvel movies, are not even going to know he was a wrestler.
That's... upsetting, brother.
Yeah, but it's true. That's not gonna work. You need something new. We can't use old wrestlers that used to be wrestlers, because that would have already happened. He's been in so many movies. That's not gonna do anything, even though it's Marvel.
What if you have pro wrestlers feuding with real celebrities, brother?
That's better.
They have tried. These are just things that they've tried before.
Oh, well.
But it would maybe work.
Better than The Rock.
Who would be good to feud with a pro wrestler? You know, if you could get LeBron James in the pro wrestling ring, I think people would go out to see it.
Maybe.
Or the other opportunity that exists is making a good TV show about pro wrestling.
Well, they did Glow.
That's true, and people were into it. But I don't know if any of them went and watched pro wrestling after that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Might.
Well, a show where it's more real, you know, and brutal, and devastating. In Glow, the pro wrestling is not really the focus so much as the relationship between Mark Maron and Alison Brie, brother. The dynamic between these two former best friends, racked apart by infidelity.
Okay, Beetlejuice.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe this podcast right now, okay, talking about pro wrestling, will do that.
Pro wrestling. Okay. Let me see that. Well, the thing is that when I was younger, when I was like in middle school, pro wrestling was cool. Talking like Stone Cold and The Rock were cool. It was like the cool thing would be to watch it. Now I just don't think that's true anywhere. I don't think it's mainstream.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I don't know if these ideas about like going outside of wrestling and trying to pull in, you know, other things really work. I think they have to make the wrestling show really good, so that you can actually bring it up to friends and go, you should watch this, actually. Like, you should be watching this.
I know, but we did that with Lucha Underground.
Yeah, and I stand by that. You should watch Lucha Underground.
You should.
Almost whoever you are, wherever you are right now. Lucha Underground might be for you. If you've ever not watched wrestling and thought, maybe I should watch wrestling, give Lucha Underground a try. That's a genuine recommendation.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's really good.
So, Nick.
Hmm.
We have...
You mean the Macho Man?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. He left the building. He's gone. I saw him walk away.
Goodbye, brother. I'll see you on the other side.
Goodbye, Macho Man. And thank you.
For all of that work you just put in.
He's gone. He left.
So, Nick.
He's the ghost of Macho Man. He possesses me.
Oh, God. No one's gonna. Everyone just turned off the podcast. They just.
No, this is the new fiction. I'm possessed by the ghost of Macho Man every once in a while.
So you know how there's baby showers?
No.
And there's bridal showers?
No. Not familiar.
What should be another shower that we don't have?
Puberty shower.
Yeah.
You got it written down?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. We're two peas in a pod. No. If ever there is an occasion that you actually do need, like, some stuff, you're going to need some stuff that you're not going to be comfortable buying for yourself. You're going to need a puberty shower.
Yep.
You're going to need a razor blade. You're going to need shaving cream. You're going to need a playlist of the right YouTube tutorials for how to apply those things appropriately. You're going to need deodorant. You're going to need some books.
Yep.
You're going to need some new rules about... about shower durations. It's a step. It's a significant step. And we don't really culturally have a way to, like, do that. Most cultures have, like, a demarcation of, like, growing up or, you know, becoming a man, becoming a woman that is before marriage, and we don't really have one.
And this is it.
Yeah, we need that. We need a puberty shower.
Yeah.
We should probably could not call it a puberty shower.
Oh, that's good. I also thought, that was my first thought. My second thought was a retirement shower where you get like life is good shirts and a fishing pole and a lazy boy.
Sure.
And
Tommy Bahama stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would like that. I think that's a good idea. Okay, Tara, this is based on something I've been seeing online. Have you seen the image of the couple that made brisket in their bathtub?
What? No.
Saw this making the rounds. It's a couple. They made brisket in their bathtub.
I don't understand. Is this a euphemism?
No, they literally made brisket in their bathtub.
How?
I don't know. However you make brisket. It's like an aging thing.
What?
Listen, they had a bunch of brisket in the bathtub.
Was it cooked?
Yes. It was ready to go.
So they cooked it and they put it in the bathtub?
I guess. They had a bunch of...
You could understand my question.
No,
you're being like, of
no,
course.
I'm not.
You could understand my questions.
This
here.
Is irrelevant.
You said make it in the bathtub.
As far... No, they're like brining it and stuff. That's how you make brisket. You have to do all this like pre-work on the brisket.
Okay.
They're doing all that in the bathtub because they're making a lot of brisket.
Okay.
Here's what I'm asking. Let's say you go to...
Wait, what's the end of the video?
It's just that look at all this great brisket I made. And then they make the brisket. That's the whole thing. I agree
I
that it's
don't
strange.
Understand.
Do you want me to show you?
Is this a very nice bathtub?
No, it's a very normal bathtub.
I don't understand why this would be watched.
The reason someone posted it, and the reason it's been watched is because people were like, "Why is all that brisket in the bathtub?"
Oh, okay.
It went viral because most people thought it was kind of weird.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay. So here's my question. Let's say a couple invites you over.
No, geez. Just me?
No, it's two of us. We're going to dinner party.
Oh, okay.
And they serve brisket. But they let you know that it would, in the process of brining, making the brisket, the bathtub was heavily involved.
Okay.
Do you eat the brisket?
Yeah.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You eat the brisket? You don't even...
It would be so rude to go up for a dinner party and then not try.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'd eat the whole thing.
No. Well, no.
What are you going to just be like, no?
Well, you
then
could...
our whole night's ruined. Then what, we leave? You can't be like, no, let's play the game of life. It's like, no.
Do you take a second course of the brisket?
It depends how hungry I am.
Wow, okay. I like that you're taking the hard stance of, I'm just eating it like it's brisket.
Well, yeah.
What if it was made in the toilet?
No.
Well, listen, it's a fine line here, Tara. Where are you willing to eat food from in somebody's house to prevent yourself from being considered rude?
Well, a toilet.
Okay, toilet
How
is too much.
How do you make brisket in a toilet?
What if it's on the floor?
No.
Okay, not on the... In the bathtub, fine, but not on the floor.
Well, no.
Why would the bath... I feel like the floor is just as bad as the bathtub.
Well, the bathtub is... kind of being cleaned every time. The floor is not.
Okay. Okay. What if it's a shower bath, though?
Depends how clean it is.
You don't know.
I say, hold on a sec. Then I go look.
Well, okay, you look. It looks reasonably clean.
I'm definitely going to take a bite.
Okay.
If it's funky, be like, thank you, no thank you.
Okay.
Are you telling me you wouldn't take a bite if someone said they made their brisket in a bathtub?
No, I would assume they knew what they were doing.
So you would just eat it?
No, I wouldn't question it at all. I'd just eat it.
Yeah.
I would. And later I would think about, that was kind of weird, right?
I mean, I would definitely have a lot of questions like, how? But why?
I think why is pretty pressing, yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to try it.
Okay.
That's so rude to not try it.
Okay.
How much do we like this couple?
That's a good follow-up question. They're good acquaintances, but they're not our best friends. They're not, like, close friends.
Yeah, it depends how much I like hanging out with them, too.
Yeah, if we slighted them at a dinner party, it probably wouldn't be that big a deal.
Yeah, then I would definitely try it, and if it was like, nah.
Then you're out.
Then I'm out.
Okay.
Glass drop. Like, instead of mic drop, it's a wine glass.
All right, listeners, with that, I think we can take a short break.
What's that, Tessie? Oh, are you excited for your new BarkBox? I love how excited our dog Tessie is when she gets new toys and treats, but life gets hectic. I don't always have time to go to the pet store, look through all the toys, pick the best ones. And that's why I love BarkBox. Every month, they send you a box with two fun toys, two bags of treats, and a chew. Go to BarkBox.com/unloadedquestions and get a free extra month with any 6 or 12-month subscription. That's a $35 value for free. Recent themes include Squeakaway Camp, Barkfest in Bed, and Space Jam. So head over to www.BarkBox.com/unloadedquestions and spoil your pup a little. They deserve it. This message is Tessie approved.
Oh, gross.
Oh, no, that wasn't... Nope.
Gunshot on the horizon. The Lone Ranger and Tonto run out to discover that it's a secret.
Hi-ho, Silver!
Thump.
What?
I'm doing a car crash.
I swear you were jumping on with me, and that was an arrow going into Tonto. Tonto, no!
I'm just trying to find the right sound for a car crash.
Thump.
Thump.
Like... All right, hold on. I think I could do one.
It was a missile.
That was, I was, it was like a skid.
No, I got it.
Okay. Sorry. So it was just like a light rear ending.
That one is.
It's like a boop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're in traffic, so they wouldn't be going that fast.
Right. It wouldn't be like a full Fast and the Furious bump.
There's no skidding in traffic.
No. There's no skidding. There's no skidding in traffic. That doesn't make, that's not a joke that makes no sense. Unless you know that we watched that movie recently.
On that note.
And as we pull out of this skid.
Huh. I think it's time for...
The Goat!
G-O-A-T! Goat, goat, goat!
The segment where we determine what the greatest of all time is in a variety of categories. What is the greatest excuse of all time?
I'm sick.
Now, that's not the greatest of excuse of all time. Do you know why?
Why?
Because there'll be too many follow-up questions, especially now. In COVID, I'm sick is too loaded a excuse.
No, it's even better now because it's like, oh, I just have a little sore throat, but I'm going to be safe. Then the follow-up question is, oh, did you get a test? And you go, oh, and then later you say, oh, yes, it was negative. Mm. Done.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm. I don't like it
because you don't need a big one anymore. It doesn't have to be a big,
it doesn't have
I have
to be
a stomach
thing.
Bug, and you're like, whoa, you know, or something where it's more than just like, really, you're not going to come out just because you have a little sore throat.
Yeah.
Now it's like, nope, that's good. Stay home.
It's actually, at this point, it's almost like if I have a sore throat, you can get out of something.
Yeah.
You've been like, well, someone I hang out with a lot.
This is like an excuse on steroids.
Yeah, it's true. It's the most powerful excuse of all at this point.
Yeah.
It's the get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it's a virtual thing. So it can't just be I can't physically leave my home right now. It needs to be I cannot take the time for this activity because blank.
Pretty much anything to do with kids.
It's pretty good.
Because
they're always up to something.
They're always up to something. If you don't have kids, you don't really know, so you must think that they're like stuck in the like washing machine,
that's,
you know?
Yeah.
And if you do have kids, you know they always get into stuff.
Yeah.
So pretty much you can blame anything on the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when they're younger, they can't say that that's not true.
Now, here are the reasons why I think that, like, I'm sick or, like, there's something with the kid. There's always the potential for getting caught out is a little high because there are enough people that interact in those situations that you could get caught out, right? Like, let's say you say, oh, I'm sick, but then the next day you go apple picking and that's on Instagram. Now it's like, oh, I guess she wasn't that sick. Or let's say, or your kid. Kid is easier because but the kid could talk. So later you can like, someone can ask about whatever the kid, they could ask the kid directly. And then you're screwed. Because who knows what the kid will say.
Well, first off, you don't say they have like a Lego stuck up their nose or something.
No.
Or like emergency room level.
Yeah.
It's just something that you need to deal with. And no one's going to ask your kid about something like that.
Like, depends on the age of the kid.
Yeah, but most people are not going to see your kid that soon after this happens that like, they would actually ask.
Be like, what was going on Wednesday?
Yeah, because you'd be like, what's Wednesday?
This is a very young kid you're picturing, but sure. I like the idea that the kid could articulate what's Wednesday. Not when was, like,
what's Wednesday?
So
kids say ridiculous things.
So
they would say, what's Wednesday?
This kid is pretty with it. Sharp enough to say, what's Wednesday, but not sharp enough to know what Wednesday is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Those are good. I was going to say sick pet. It's got to be way up there. Because
They can't talk.
Because they can't talk. They can't. No one will ever find out. Who knows about a sick pet? Nobody knows.
I mean, mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. But then you have more questions about the vet, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know the best way out of those? Don't really want to talk about it. You're done. You're done.
I guess.
You got it.
You could do that about anything.
It's true. You actually can just say that at any time. That's actually maybe the best excuse.
Yeah.
I really can't go out. I don't really want to talk about why.
I think that might be the best
that
one.
That steals the show.
I mean, people are going to, well, to be fair, people are going to then think there's like crazy stuff wrong.
Sure. But then you go back, everything goes back to normal and they forget all about it.
No, really good friends are going to keep asking you about that.
Are they?
Yeah, because they'll be like, okay, well, if you need to talk, hey, so what was that about? You need to talk?
Oh, no.
If you keep saying no, then they're going to, like, really be...
This is bad because I think I'm getting found out for the fact that I'm not a good friend and totally... If someone says, I don't want to go out tonight and I don't really want to talk about why, I'll be like, oh, is everything okay? And they'll be like, I just don't want to talk about it. I would say, okay, and never ask about it again and completely forget that conversation happened.
Well, you know, some of us do follow up.
They said they didn't want to talk about it. Okay.
All
Fair
right.
enough.
Nick.
Mm.
What's the greatest hat of all time?
Ooh, I think the winter hat is really good. The beanie, I'm wearing one at this moment. But it's because it's the most functional hat. It's literally because it's cold. It's like, cold, put on the beanie. Boom.
I think it's got to be baseball cap.
That's also a very good hat.
Because...
Keeps the sun out of your eyes.
Keeps the sun out of your eyes.
Yeah.
People, that's their whole vibe. There's some people that you never see without a baseball cap.
It's true.
There's so many different kinds.
There are some people you never see without a beanie. We call them losers. No, I I just mean more, you get a lot
there's
of people
more baseball caps than, well, because baseball hats are all year round.
Yeah, that's for sure. Which is interesting because baseball season isn't, so.
I guess they're also not all baseball.
No. Baseball hat is such a style that it is actually default hat, really.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I like a baseball hat. I'm not not knocking that. It's a good answer. I'm trying to think. Is there any other hat that's even on the boards for this?
Cowboy hat?
That's not one of the better hats.
I'm just saying. I'm just listing some
hats
here.
It's going to get slapped away. Top hat, no good. Fedora's bad. A lot of these are situational hats.
Yes, I feel. Well, that's also most hats.
Yeah, most.
Just
hats.
A big sun hat.
Great when you need it.
But
you still have a sunburn.
You know what? A hat wouldn't have even.
Straight November.
I think it's just part of me now.
You
I think that's just the way I look.
You
now.
Actually maybe have to go to the dermatologist. That might be scar tissue. At this
it's
point,
it's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really holding on.
Okay. What's the best pest? The greatest pest of all time?
Pest?
Pest. Household pest.
Tessie.
She's not a pest. She's a pet.
A pest?
Yep.
Like a mouse?
That's a pest.
I think mice are cute.
Okay. But mice do leave visible feces. That's a big detraction. On a pet or a pest.
But, yeah, but then you know that they're there so you can get it out of your house.
That's true.
I think that's a check in the good pest column because then you know you have something.
It's weird that it's never occurred to me. I don't know if flies poop. They do. They
I mean,
must.
They do.
But I've never worried myself with it. They do.
Yes.
They totally do. Okay.
Isn't that whenever they land on you, they pee?
What?
Isn't that true?
Do they? I don't know. I've never heard that.
I thought that every time that it's some sort of insect. I thought it was like flies.
Every time a fly lands on you, it pees?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It just that's what I've heard that.
Is it because it's jarring to stop flying and land, and just a little pee comes out?
Maybe.
That's very funny. If true.
Maybe.
Okay. That's interesting.
We'll have to fact check this. I did hear it, though.
Okay. So,
and I've always, some part of me has always believed that.
That every time a fly lands on you, it pees a little bit?
Yeah.
That's cute. It's a cute problem, kind of. Sorry. I'm just picturing, because the people you hear about involuntarily peeing, I feel like it's a lot of girls I know. Just like, will be like, I peed, like they'll laugh so hard they peed. So I'm just picturing a fly kind of with that energy.
Just always laughing?
She's like, oh no.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I was going to say spiders. I think spiders are the best pest of all time.
Are they pests?
Yeah, they're pests. Or they're considered pests.
I guess when I think pest, I don't think insect.
I think you would call pest control for any of these.
Pest control. Okay. Pest. I don't think I've ever said pest so much.
Is it one of those things where it's starting to lose all meaning?
It's just making me confused.
Yeah.
You know?
My voice is messed up.
Yeah. To no one's surprise.
I flew too close to the sun.
If anybody's even still listening.
The macho madness has taken me. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say spider because I think spider eats other pests and they don't eat me. And they leave webs and they're kind of intricate and cool looking. And they're quiet. And they're good pest.
Yeah, I'm pro spider.
Yeah. I'd also pick possum, but that's such a...
I don't think that...
It's a really big pest. But
that's too big.
But they do eat ticks.
Too and, big, though,
and
for
other,
a pest.
Like, little things, and they can't... And they almost can't get rabies, so... Like, if we could put... If I could get a possum in the backyard, I would take it. They're sometimes cute, often ugly.
No, often ugly.
Sometimes cute.
Often ugly.
Okay.
Okay, here's an easy one.
All right.
What's the greatest candle scent of all time?
Is that an easy one? I like the ones that are kind of like woody.
Oh.
I like those. Like if I have a candle for my office, I'm going to pick one of those.
Right, but it's not just what you like. It's what's the greatest
of
all time.
Oh, that's a very good... Okay, greatest of all time.
We're doing a segment, Nick.
Yeah. Peppermint? No, apple? I feel like one of those. I really associate scented candles with the later Christmassy, wintry times. So.
Yeah, I put cinnamon.
Cinnamon, yeah.
Because
cinnamon.
It's really potent. You can really smell it, but it like immediately will bring you to holidays and just like winter all around. I mean,
yeah.
Give me that cinnamon fireball.
Yeah, I'm with that. I mean, I think that people, well, listen, I'm not an expert on this, but I think people light candles more in the winter because they're cold and they want the heat.
Oh, yeah. I try to do it in the summer, but
no,
I always kind of just have to stop because it's like, it's so
90
damn
degrees.
Hot.
I
don't want any extra heat.
You don't want fire anywhere.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. It's supernatural. Tara, what's the greatest dance move of all time?
Ooh. Because there's a lot that are great to look at.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that are fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think that it would try to be something that most people could do.
Yeah.
Because you want everyone to have fun dancing.
Yeah. And to be the greatest of all time, I think accessibility has got to be a big part of it.
Yeah. Like, not everyone can do the worm.
I think anyone can do the worm.
If they try hard enough.
With practice and a real lack of shame, anyone could do the worm.
Could it be the step touch?
What's the step? Oh, the...
It's literally step touching. Touch.
Step. Touch.
Because it's like the basics.
That is the basics.
And everybody can do that. If someone's like, I can't dance. It's like, you can sway.
You can step touch.
And it's like, you can step, even if it's not fully on beat, like you can step touch and at least you're out there.
Yep.
And then you can build off of it.
You can build off
the
step touch.
And you can do so much off of a step touch.
Sure.
I mean, come on, Nick. You've got arms.
Yeah.
You got eyes. Wait, eyebrows.
What are the eyes going to do?
Oh, we got dancing eyebrows. You know, like, you can do the worm with the eyebrows?
Sure.
Okay. Add it on to the step touch.
That's pretty good, because my answer was the twist. I think the twist is the greatest dance move of all time. And definitely the best song that just tells you to do a dance of all time. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. Everyone out there is twisting. Like, everyone's happy to do the twist. How old is the twist?
I was going to say, but old people that have broken hips.
I can't really do the step touch either, really.
Well, kind of. I think you can do it a little bit more than the twist.
I I don't think that's true. I think your grandma was out on that dance floor doing the twist. Absolutely.
Well, my grandma tap dances. We can't use her
as a reference point.
No.
Yeah, but I can't think of anyone else who... I don't know anyone fit enough for the step touch, but not fit enough for the twist.
The line is so thin.
Yeah, I think that if you're not fit enough for the twist anymore, there's no way you're doing the step touch. Yeah. I think your answer is better than mine, but I really, if it's like a cold dance, I think the twist is better.
Yeah.
It depends on your definition. I don't really know if step touch is like considered a dance move.
I don't know why it wouldn't be.
I guess so. There's no song where they say, come on, baby, step in touch. There probably is.
I was going to say, there might be. Probably is. Honestly. Mm. So it's kind of in the same vein.
Okay.
What is the greatest wedding song of all time? Song you would play at a wedding? Because we were just at our best friend's wedding this past weekend, which is why our voices are a little tired, and so are we.
I have a different reason why my voice is a little tired.
Well, yeah. Mine started off tired. Mm-hmm. Yours
is going to end in the hospital.
You might actually be quiet tonight.
I mean, it's Shout.
Yes, it is.
It's Shout.
That's my answer,
too. It's got to be Shout. Everyone loves Shout.
Everybody loves Shout.
Maybe this is probably a white people thing.
You know what? I was thinking that, and I went, well, okay. Yeah.
But I've never gone to an event, almost ever, that didn't play Shout. Like an event where there's a DJ, where they didn't play Shout. And I've never seen Shout not met with tremendous success.
It's true, because if you're on the dance floor, you're staying there for Shout. And if you're off the dance floor...
You might be coming on.
You're probably going on if you physically can.
Yeah, because you want to jump.
Because you're like, you know what? We can all do this.
Yeah.
It kind of tells you what to do.
And you want to get low when it tells you to get...
Yeah. There's not a complicated dance, line dance to it.
It's just exciting.
Very easy. Mm-hmm. High energy.
Yeah.
And you bring it down, you bring it up.
Yeah.
Yep, it's Shout. You're right. I'm right.
You could probably teach a whole class on Shout and how sociologically Shout works to like get people to do things. Like, Shout is so good at it.
Is this because your brother's looking at more college classes?
Maybe.
And we were talking about like Star Trek class and whatnot.
No, I've been watching.
There would be a class of just Shout.
I found a YouTube channel called Sideways, which I'm not really plugging, but is kind of interesting if you're interested in like music theory, which is something I don't know anything about.
I was going to say, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm learning a bit of it through this particular YouTube series.
Fair enough.
And I like it, and it's making me think about how Shout is so good at getting people to do all of its moves, and I'm wondering if there's anything behind that music theory-wise.
Oh.
But I don't know. But it's so compelling.
Yeah.
Tara, what's the greatest road trip game of all time?
Sitting quietly.
Sitting quietly? Sitting quietly? It's not a game.
It is for you.
The quiet game.
If I try to make
you... The quiet game is a game.
Yeah, like if we don't have kids yet, but that's going to be my favorite kids' road trip game.
It's not a game.
And my favorite Nick game, because I don't like it when you talk. All while I'm driving long ways, I want to zone out. Mm. And so if you're quiet and the kids are quiet, that's a good game for me.
I have to be so exhausted to want to zone out. Like when we drove home the other day, I didn't talk for 30 minutes, and it's almost never happened.
It's true.
It's almost never happened.
Well, Hmm.
Maybe to really just showcase the fact that I picked 20 questions as my favorite road trip game really just tells you that I just don't want to shut up the whole way.
Well, it could be who would win in a fight. We started playing that on road trips.
Tara, arguably this whole podcast is a series of road trip games.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably just asking hypothetical questions.
Tara, we should package Unloaded Questions as a board game, as like a car board game deck.
All of cards.
Oh, isn't that fun?
That is fun. Well,
Sean, our editor, is going to hear this and be like, there's an idea there.
Nice.
I like the idea of a game specifically for road trips, like a board game that really is for the road trip.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have those, but I mostly don't see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially now with all electronics and stuff.
Yeah, it's true. Did you ever like the DVD player in the car?
Yeah. My parents had the legit TV in between.
Oh, the one that like went up?
No, they like put it on.
Yeah,
they put it on top.
My parents
did the first one, which was like so long ago. Just big TV and no headphones or anything. This was just a
TV
with I don't even know if it was DVD or VHS.
Yeah.
And had to just play it out of the TV.
Yeah.
Like my poor dad, who's always driving the long trips. He was listening to a kid's movie.
Yeah, it's true. My parents
rough. And then we ended up getting the DVD player that folded down from the ceiling,
yeah.
Obviously.
That's what I was asking about that.
And we had that. And then you had the headphones, and that's fine. That's the first time I watched The Matrix, actually. my brother...
You sure?
My sister...
What a terrible choice. It's such a good movie.
We each got to pick movies when we were out, and my sister would always pick like musicals, and I don't even know what I picked, but Brad...
Musicals make sense in the context of the car trip.
But Brad liked The Matrix, and I hadn't seen it before, and that was his pick.
Oh, man.
And we also had like a road trip back from Pennsylvania, I think.
You're sitting there being like, this is a really good movie.
I know, I was freaking out. And, like, in the way back, my mind is being blown. I don't even know. It was like middle school or whatever.
Was Lindsay in the car?
Yes.
Oh no!
The whole thing was awful because I wanted to talk,
yeah,
but Brad didn't.
Of course,
we had headphones on, so you couldn't really talk and listen.
Yeah.
It's on this tiny screen. Mm-hmm. Like my sister can't even really watch it.
No, of course not.
And I'm just being like, oh my God, guys, we stopped for gas. And I was like, Mom, we might be in the Matrix. And she was like, shut up, we're almost home.
How old were you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Probably like 12,
I was going to say middle school probably around that time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
My parents did the same thing with the little TV. We had a TV that had a VHS player built into the bottom of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was our first one too.
Yeah, I remember watching Balto coming home from a ski trip at one point.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a Godspell. We watched Godspell about a million times on that.
Yeah. I've actually never seen Balto like normally. Like
I like that the only memory you have of Balto is Car Balto.
Yeah, but I think we did it a couple of times because we would go with Kristen Keough and she really liked Balto.
No, I like that. No, obviously it'd be you've only watched it multiple times in the car on the tiny little screen.
Yeah. And then we watched then we got the fold up DVD player and we watched Master of Disguise on it a number of times. Cuz Brendan loved that movie.
Yeah, we had one of those too, but we only use those for plane rides.
Mhm. Mhm. Eventually became that.
Yeah.
All right, listeners. I think that's going to wrap us up. I didn't know that about The Matrix. It's fun.
And then I was like, we gotta watch it again.
Of course.
And of course, my brother, who loved The Matrix at the time, actually made my mom make him a Matrix coat. Anyways, it was like...
Troubling. Troubling, given the time period. Probably not the look.
Oh, man. So not cool.
No.
Nobody thought so.
Sure.
But yeah, so then we watched it again.
Kind of a famously red flag thing to show up to your high school wearing the Matrix coat. Yeah. Yeah.
And he had blue tips in his hair. Yeah. Sorry, Brad. He doesn't listen to this. Sorry,
no.
Brad, though.
No. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, listeners, you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We're on TikTok. And we're on Twitter. Please drop us a line. Ask us a question. We will read it out on the air and credit you, probably.
If you want to.
If you want credit.
Because my mom and my sister came up with a few of my questions from today, but they didn't want credit, but I'm still going to give it to them. Shout out.
In here. Yeah.
You guess which ones.
Mm-hmm. Or you can ask us a question on gmail.com. You can send us at unloadedq@gmail.com. Send us a question privately, I guess. If for some reason you have a private question that you need to ask us.
Maybe don't ask. Maybe keep that to yourself.
I don't know. We could always not answer it.
All right, I'm going to go watch that video on brisket. And we're going to see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a nice, safe drive out there.
Beep, beep. This has been a production of Longboy Media. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba.